Today's New Testament reading is the first epistle to the Corinthians, the 10th and 11th chapters. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market without raising any question on the ground of conscience. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. If one of the unbelievers invites you to dinner, and you are disposed to go, eat whatever is set before you without raising any question on the ground of conscience. But if someone says to you, "This has been offered in sacrifice," then do not eat it. For the sake of the one who informed you, and for the sake of conscience, I do not mean your conscience, but his. For why should my liberty be determined by someone else's conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of that for which I give thanks? So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God. Just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. Now I commend you, because you remember me in everything and maintain the traditions, even as I delivered them to you. But I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ. The head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered dishonors his head. But every wife who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, since it is the same as if her head were shaven. For if a wife will not cover her head, then she should cut her hair short. But since it is disgraceful for a wife to cut off her hair or shave her head, let her cover her head. For a man ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God. But woman is the glory of man. For man was not made from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man. That is why a wife ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, because of the angels. Nevertheless, in the Lord, woman is not independent of man, nor man of woman. For as woman was made from man, so man is now born of woman. And all things are from God. Judge for yourselves. Is it proper for a wife to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not nature itself teach you that if a man wears long hair, it is a disgrace for him, but if a woman has long hair, it is her glory? For her hair is given to her for a covering. If anyone is inclined to be contentious, we have no such practice, nor do the churches of God. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Daniel Olson from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Luxembourg, Wisconsin.
All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Earlier this summer, I took my family out to New York while on vacation. I must say that for my young children, who have been raised in small Midwestern towns all of their lives, that it was, to say the least, a somewhat cosmopolitan experience. They saw things that were new to them, from tall skyscrapers, street performers, and a cowboy dressed with a guitar. When it came time to feed them, I naturally got them a hot dog from one of the many vendors on the streets. When looking at various street vendors, restaurants, and carryout menus, my wife noticed that some of the places had a particular label on them and wondered what it meant. Well, it was a religious seal of sorts. It was saying that the hot dogs had been prepared in such a way that they contained no pork or various other things that are supposed to be forbidden. Now, I ate my hot dog without giving it the slightest thought. Why? Because I'm a Christian. I know that Jesus suffered and died for my sins on the cross. When he rose from the dead, he accomplished my salvation. I know that because of what Jesus has done for me, I'm going to one day be with him in heaven. My being right with God does not depend on what I eat or don't eat. That's what the Apostle Paul is telling us in our reading from God's Word for this day. But what if someone saw me, knew who I was, and didn't understand that? What if someone who was weak in their faith thought that I was worshiping some other God than the triune God by what I was eating? Would it then be right for me to eat what I wanted? No. You see, in Jesus Christ, you are free to do what you want. But what do you want to do? The Apostle Paul tells us here this morning that we are to think about others. He tells us that we are to be concerned about the witness that our actions give to others. It's the same with what you drink. God condemns drunkenness, but not alcohol. You are free to drink if you want to, but do you think it would be a good idea for you to crack open a beer in the middle of an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting? Would you be showing concern for your neighbor? The Apostle Paul tells us that we are to be concerned about the good of our neighbor. Just because you are free to do something doesn't mean that you should. The Apostle Paul tells us that we want many to be saved. God forbid that the faith of another should be harmed by our actions. It's really not a difficult teaching that the Apostle Paul gives us here, but yet we know that it often is not followed. How often do we see Christians and churches today divided over things for which they should not be divided? I have seen churches divided over chanting in worship services, the placement of flags, the times of services, and even over the color of pews. Why? Because the reality is that we are often focused only on ourselves. So often we don't even think about the impact that our actions will have on others. Our sin enslaves us. We can't free ourselves by what we eat or don't eat, or anything else. How wonderful it is to know that Jesus focused perfectly on others. He ate bread with the one who would betray him and drank the cup of suffering that your sins deserve. He grants you forgiveness and frees you from your sin. We live our lives knowing that our salvation is accomplished, and we want others to be pointed to Jesus as well. The good news of Jesus guides us in our lives. You are free to do what you want to do. But what do you want to do? Amen.
We thank Pastor Daniel Olson from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Luxembourg, Wisconsin, for today's meditation on God's Word.